This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between August 1 and August 31, 2022. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury sets at 8:47 p.m. PDT, and the Sun sets at 7:54 p.m. PDT on the 1st. Mercury is 85% illuminated and 5 arcseconds in width. On the 31st, the Sun sets at 7:20 p.m. PDT, and Mercury sets at 8:15 p.m. PDT. Mercury is 46% illuminated and 8 arcseconds wide. Do not observe any planet when it appears close to the Sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus rises at 4:20 a.m. PDT on the 1st, and the Sun rises at 6:05 a.m. PDT. The planet is 93% illuminated and 11 arcseconds wide. On the 31st, Venus rises at 5:18 a.m. PDT, and the Sun rises at 6:26 a.m. PDT. Venus is then 97% illuminated and 10 arcseconds wide. The disk of Venus slowly diminishes in size and becomes more fully illuminated as it travels to the far side of its orbit. Mars rises at 12:31 a.m. PDT on the 1st and at 11:32 p.m. PDT on the 31st. On the 9th, Mars crosses from Aries the Ram to Taurus the Bull. The disk of Mars is 85% illuminated and increases in size from 8.3 arcseconds on the 1st to 9.7 arcseconds on the 31st. A telescope capable of magnification of 100 times or more will be needed to show the disk and any large surface features. Jupiter rises in Cetus the Sea Monster at 10:38 p.m. PDT on the 1st and at 8:36 p.m. PDT on the 31st. Jupiter's disk is 47 arcseconds in width on the 15th. On the 15th, Jupiter is 2 degrees north of the Moon. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the red spot and the 4 bright Galilean moons, which can be seen moving back and forth, roughly in a line centered on Jupiter. Saturn rises in Capricornus the Sea Goat at 8:35 p.m. PDT on the 1st and at 6:30 p.m. PDT on the 31st. The rings and Saturn's largest moon Titan can be seen with a telescope capable of magnification 50 times. On the 14th, Saturn is opposite the Sun in the sky and closest to the Earth. This event is called an opposition. Uranus is in Aries the Ram and rises at 12:27 a.m. PDT on the 1st and at 10:29 a.m. PDT on the 31st. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension, 3 hours, 4 minutes, and 53 seconds, with a declination of 16 degrees, 59 arc minutes, and 54 arc seconds. Uranus is 3.6 arc seconds in width, and so a telescope with a magnification of 150 times is needed to show its diminutive disk. Neptune is in Pisces the Fishes and rises at 10:02 p.m. PDT on the 1st and at 8:02 p.m. PDT on the 31st. On the 15th, Neptune is at right ascension, 23 hours, 41 minutes, and 57 seconds, and at declination, negative 3 degrees, 16 arc minutes, and 48 arc seconds. Neptune is 2.4 arc seconds in width, and so a telescope with a magnification of 150 times is needed to show its diminutive disk. First quarter occurs on the 5th, full moon on the 11th, last quarter on the 18th, and new moon on the 27th. The Perseid meteor shower is active from July 14th to September 1st. The Perseids peak from the evening of August 12th to the morning of the 13th. Rates will range from 50 to 75 meteors per hour from a dark location. Unfortunately, the moon will be full and will interfere with observation. The Perseids are particles released from comet 109P Swift-Tuttle during its numerous returns to the inner solar system. They are called Perseids because they seem to come from near the constellation Perseus the Hero. The warm summer nights make the Perseids a popular shower to observe. The comet C2017K2 Pan-STARRS was reported to be at magnitude 8 as we prepared this report. This makes it bright enough to be visible in binoculars or a small telescope. The comet rises earlier each day as it slowly moves west and south. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.